Climate Doomers Shift Tactics to Local Level After Trump's Victory. By Wendell Hussebo on December 11, 2024. Climate doomsayers appear to understand their alarmist message did not resonate on the national level during the 2024 election. Climate change ranked dead last among the most important issues of the 2024 cycle, according to Pew Research. Climate doomers are searching for a new way to impress their anti-capitalistic ideas on the American economy, the New York Times reported Tuesday. Their newest strategy is to focus on pressuring local organizations, state agencies, and state commissions to change rules and laws, thereby affecting change on the local level where conservationists may be unsuspecting. Watch, elderly climate activists attempt to damage Magna Carta. This time around the resistance will be local, climate activist Jamie Henn told The Times. We can't survive heading into 2030 without bold leadership on climate back in D.C. The Times's Austin Gaffney reported the change in tactics. But the climate movement also plans to spend the next 4 years hunkering down at the local level. McKibben's newest organization, Third Act, a nonprofit group for climate activists older than 60 that he started about 3 years ago, is highlighting the push for change at the community and state level. Over the past 18 months, they've begun a new strategy, attending the meetings of obscure state agencies or commissions that hold a lot of power over the energy transition. The effort will focus on community and regional-scale clean energy projects, and laying the groundwork for a big push to bring climate issues into the 2028 presidential campaign. While some parts of the movement are refining their economic arguments, other climate leaders hope to center their message on people that have been disproportionately affected by environmental harms or climate disasters. As I reported today, the youth climate movement has largely reframed itself as the youth climate justice movement. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.